I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile phone telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I'd remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the meeting behind them up from the call of the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once this discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where the Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the IM feature so we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Any apologies for this evening's meeting? Could I apologise for Councillor John Traynor? Councillor McMurray? Have we any other apologies?
No. Apologies, Chair, from Paul Tomati, Assistant Director for Leisure and Sport.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for that. I have item three on tonight's agenda then, is the declarations of interest. No, okay. Item three then, chairperson's business then. First of all, can I pay my respects to the DUP members and also to the family of Christopher Stalford on this untimely death, and just let you know that everyone around here is thinking of you at this very, very difficult time. So, and also,
sure, thanks for your kind words.
Yeah, thank you, Billy. Also, Marie Grant was a founding member of the Forkhill Community Association and was one of the main lobbyists to have the old courthouse in Forkhill made into an original community centre in 1983. She then lobbied council for a new facility, which was opened by the council in 1994. Marie was also a founding member of the Forkhill Playgroup and South Armagh Women's Rural Network. She remained an active member of all committees until her death. And can I ask that a letter of condolences be sent to her sister, Anne Grant, extending her sympathies to her and her brothers, Peter, Paul and Joe. I personally knew Marie, relatives that live in Forkhill, and what a character she was right across the whole village. A lovely, lovely woman who was never afraid to contribute to everything and anything that was going on in around the Forkhill area, and the whole community just loved her, and it was a big, big loss to the community. So my thoughts are with her family at this time. Also, Sarah, could I ask that a letter of congratulations go to Kilcoo on winning the Royal Ireland? That's something that this committee has been following right the whole way through, by wishing them well for their semi-final and quarter-final and all the rest. But for them to achieve what they have achieved, it has given everybody a good lift. And even taking the drive up here this evening and still seeing the flags and stuff looking about, it's just a reminder of just what's achieved. So it's unbelievable. So congratulations, letter be sent to them. Item three, then, for tonight's meeting is the action sheet. Can I have a proposer and seconder? Thank you, Councillor Walker. Can we have a seconder? Councillor Murray. Have you any issues arising from? Councillor Sharpin, yep.
Yeah, Chair, thanks. It's just on the action sheet of the beach access.
I see that it's mentioned about the SLA, May-June 2022. Can I just clarify, that's when the new SLA will be renewed, and that's the reason why that won't be picked up until then, or is there any way that we can get Arnie to pick that up sooner?
Michael, can I ask you to come in that? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, the reason that it's down is that you're quite right, is because that's the new SLA with Orney. Obviously it was going to cost additional money for them to carry out this work on our behalf. That's been agreed through the race process and will be included in next year's budget. Quite happy to have discussions with Outdoor Recreation NI about whether or not they're happy to start that work early. I'm sure they will be. My understanding, Councillor, is they've already visited all these pitches, all of these beaches, or most of them, as part of the cost estimate that they give us for their SLA anyway. So I imagine they're already actively working on it, but I will certainly raise that with them.
Thanks, Michael. Thanks, Chair.
Councillor Brown, your question?
Yes, thank you, Chair, and on this committee, so appreciate that. A couple of things there. Just to echo Gareth's comments there about the beach access and trying to speed that up, if we can. And then it was on the Mid-Down Integrated College, just to ask Michael for an update with, where that is at. And then also with regard to reopening of facilities, is there an update from the director on the reopening of the Vitality Suite at the Down Leisure Centre? There's been an awful lot of people calling for that facility to be reopened, and with COVID restrictions being lifted, there's really no reason why we can't get that done as quickly as possible. The director will be aware I did write to himself and Paul Tomati last week on that as well.
Megan?
In terms of the college, Chair, as some members may be aware, I've been off for a number of weeks now, and that's actually why I'm coming in tonight by Teams rather than being in the Down Chair. So I'm not 100% sure where we are with that, Councillor. I will get back to you tomorrow, if that's okay with you, to let you know exactly where that is. I'll need to pick that up with the relevant officers. In terms of the Vitality Suites and the leisure centres generally, given the easing of restrictions, it is our intention, and I've already asked that we look at renewed risk assessments. You'll be aware that the easing of restrictions means that COVID risk assessments specifically are not required any longer, but you still have to take a risk-based approach to opening any part of any of your facilities and allowing the public in and so on. So we are currently going through the process of updating that with a view to being fully open as soon as we possibly can. So by the 1st of March at the very latest, we would intend to be completely open, fully open in terms of all our centres and community centres and so on. And if we can do it quicker than that, we will do. So there are facilities a bit like Kilkeen, for example, where I know there's some issues with the ventilation systems and the mechanical ventilation system which need to be addressed. It might take us slightly longer than the next few days to do that. It might take us to the beginning of March, or it might take us a little bit past that. Newry Leisure Centre, I think, is good to go. Downpatrick Leisure Centre, I think there's an issue with one of the windows. There's a few small bits and pieces, but what I'm saying to you is we will be fully open by 1st of March, hopefully everywhere. If we can do it quicker in certain facilities, we'll do that. So that's the plan at this point, and I've asked the officers to work through that as quickly as possible. There's obviously a time lag in terms of opening these as well, in terms of getting the water temperature and all the other temperatures up, because we've been obviously running them at cooler temperatures to make it more efficient at this point. So it does take a few days to get everything back up to full operating temperature, but we're going to work through that as quickly as we can, Councillor.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that.
Okay, no other questions then. I'm going to move on then to item 4, which is the notice of motion. Sorry, Councillor Hart.
It's just, Michael, while we're on that subject, we have been inundated this past week or so with community associations contacting us about reopening for them, especially they're saying they're losing quite a bit of revenue because they're not able to have birthday parties, etc., because of the use of bouncy castles and stuff like that. They're saying they're getting upwards on 4 and 5 telephone calls a day, and they're having to turn people away. So if we could find out about the reopening of the community centres as well, please.
Yep, through you, Chair. Yeah, obviously the issue of bounty castles is a slightly different thing. It's not just COVID related. It's the whole issue around safety around bouncy castles and parties. But as I said previously, our intention, we are working towards being fully open to having the full suite of facilities opening, the full gambit of functions that we did prior to COVID will be happening by early in March. So that would include those bouncy castles and parties, but those are subject to slightly different risk assessments, as you're probably aware. We're quite happy if you feed through any of those directly to me or to Janine. We'll take it up directly with the groups as well. But there's no reason why those groups running facilities on our behalf or us running our own facilities, why we can't get back to as near normal as possible over the next coming weeks. So.
Okay, thank you, Michael, for that. We're going to move then on to item 4. Sorry, this is working really, really slow again. I apologize. Councillor Casey, go on ahead.
Councillor Casey's on mute.
You think I would know this, wouldn't you? 21 years of council this year. There you go. The issues, you said the issues are concerned around bouncy castles. What issues exactly? Because is it liability insurance? It's not COVID related, you said. Could you tell me just exactly what it is? Because I'm getting, inundated also with concerns around the lost income.
Yeah, it's not COVID related. There are obviously increased frequencies of cleaning that will probably be required as part of a normal risk assessment, but not specifically related to COVID necessarily. The issues around bouncy castles are more around the insurance liability, the requirements that insurers will have to cover groups in terms of staffing levels particularly. So it's virtually impossible to have a bouncy castle without having a permanent full-time member of staff there the entire time it's open to facilitate that. And quite often, if we're doing it in our centres, we actually need 2 members of staff. So, that's up to the individual groups. If they're operating the centre on our behalf, it's up to them to run the risk assessments and decide themselves whether that can be allowed or not. Don't know if Janine's anything to add to that, but yeah, it's very specifically around insurance requirements, Charlie, not necessarily anything specifically related to COVID.
No, I get that, all right. But most of those, if not all of those companies who provide bouncy castles all have their own public liability insurance. Yep. Now, you said it's a staffing issue. You're staffing on behalf of our council if it's around the community centre. You're trying to say that the onus is now on the group that are providing the service. It's up to them to provide the extra body to check that everything's okay. So it'll be the company or the community association. Is it?
I think Janine's maybe coming in there.
Yes, through the chair. We do have a play inflatables policy in council, which details the level of risk involved as a group or council would roll out any type of play inflatable for a birthday party. And it's one of the higher risk activities. So we always use a risk-based approach when dealing with the bouncy castles and the booking of birthday parties. If yous are happy, I'll go back and have a meeting with the team, find out what concerns have been reported to us. I haven't been made aware of any issues that groups have in relation to bouncy castles before the meeting. So if you're happy, I'll go back and try and do a bit of an investigation and find out what the problems are for community associations running our facilities, and also any staff and matters that relate to council-managed facilities and the turnover time required between bookings, and come back to you on that.
No, I appreciate it, Janine. Thanks very much. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Enough. Thank you. Response there. I'm going to move on then to item 4, on tonight's agenda, which is the notice of motion for female self-defence. Can I ask Councillor Malone who is seconding the motion?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Do you want me to just read it out, Karen, or just, I mean, the motion with regard to the self-defence courses, the council are on the road now. I see Drumlane Community Centre and Trevias have self-defence classes up and running on throughout South Armagh. So, do you want me to proceed with the motion? I mean, is there any point in pushing on? I mean, they've already started the classes.
If you want to withdraw your motion, Councillor Malone, just I was going to maybe add to it or amend it anyway, because we were the first council to set up a women's working group within our council, right across the 11 councils, and we've been doing brilliant work. And one of the initiatives that came out of the women's working group was self-defence classes, which had started some time ago. Months ago, and they've been very, very successful, and really, really good feedback has been coming from the community on it. So I was going to maybe add, Gavin, that given that they have already been taking place, that education is paramount in trying to deliver, education is paramount in the treatment of women and all that goes with it. And maybe we could ask the officers to investigate the possibility of an education awareness program right through your centres for men. If you'd be happy enough to let that go through this evening, that's something that could be brought forward and working alongside maybe our community in self-defence class.
Fantastic idea, yep, no problem.
Yeah, Gavin, who's the seconder for your original motion?
Mark Gibbons.
Mark Gibbons, okay. And it needs to be somebody that's here.
Right.
Gavin, it needs to be somebody here to second your motion.
Right, well, at the monthly meeting was Mark Gibbons.
Second it, and then you want to come in?
I'm happy to second Gavin's motion with your amendment added to it.
With my amendment, is that happy enough for that, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Councillor... Councillor Hart is seconding Gavin's motion, and then just with the amendment then to change it to an awareness programme and ask officers to go and investigate that.
Thanks very much, Councillor Hart. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. Councillor Sharvin?
Yeah, Chair. I think ultimately the motion was limited in the sense of the point that you have raised since around the educational part that was needed. I think that was part of the outpour after the tragic event that did happen. The self-defence classes, although it seems it's being very active on the Newry end, maybe if we can work across all DAAs, because, you know, that programme of works hasn't reached every corner of our district. So maybe as part of all this workings that we make sure that there is at least one class of self-defence available in each DA, and also the educational work for young males or any man is also across each DA as well.
Okay, take that on board. Everybody happy enough? Thank you. Councillor O'Murray?
No, my point has been made already, Chair. Thanks.
Thank you. And the rest. Okay. Moving on then. The item 5 on tonight's agenda. Janine.
Yes, Chair, members. Our monthly DEA report details included activities of the fora, looking at mental health and wellbeing initiatives, intergenerational projects, and also some events around making social connections. The purpose of tonight's report is to seek approval for action sheets arising from Rowallan, Crotlieve, Sleeve, Gullion, Mourns, and Downpatrick DEAs. Happy to take any questions, Chair.
Thanks, Charlie, for proposing that, and Councillor Lewis for seconding that. Any questions? No. Thank you. I'm going to move on then to item 6, the Community Coordination Hub update report. That's over to you again, Janine.
Yes, Chair. Another monthly report for members. This primarily details funding from DSC and how we're trying to distribute that across the district with key stakeholders. So we're discussing things like social supermarkets, emergency food supplies and the Digital Inclusion Fund. We need approval for the action sheet contained in your papers tonight, Chair.
Can I have a proposer and seconder then for item 6? Thank you, Jerry. And Councillor Gallagher, thank you. Any questions?
Yes, Chair. I just picked up there. I missed it whenever I was looking at the agenda. The social supermarket, Janine, what is the idea of that design? Is that something to roll out across the district or pilot it? Or is it at an early stage that we can't dive into that detail yet?
No, through the chair, quite detailed discussions with DSC on the development of social supermarkets in the district, and they're looking at this approach across the 11 councils. We're pleased that DSC are not prescribing a certain model for social supermarkets. We're working on implementing something or utilising funding for this district to support the networks that already exist. So around the table within the Community Coordination Hub, for example, you've got Federation Community Group, CDRCN, Community Advice, and they're advising us on mechanisms already established so that we don't go in and try to set up just a generic model. So quite advanced discussions, but nothing finalised for the district yet.
Okay. Thanks, Janine.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Sharman. Item 7 then on tonight's agenda is the Community Centre Scale of Charges, and that's back over to you, Janine.
Yes, Chair. We are proposing no increase in the current scale of charges for community centres this year, mainly due to the ongoing impact of COVID-19, and we're trying to provide as much opportunities for groups to generate as much income as possible. And we have a number of programmes running to assist with that to try and get facilities up to their pre-pandemic operation levels. So we're seeking approval for the scale of charges to remain the same.
Can I thank Councillor Murray for the proposer. Councillor Gallagher, do you second? Any questions? No. I'm going to move on then to item 8, which is the St Field Community Garden. Janine, back to you.
Chair, members, yes, St Field Community Trust have formally asked Council to provide approval for the development of a community garden at the rear of Building B on the St Field Community Centre site. As detailed in the report, the group are currently seeking to tap into up to £50,000 worth of funding, external funding, for the proposed development, and that will include some maintenance costs. In order to get that grant aid, they need approval from Council to agree the development of the community garden. We're proposing, if Council agrees, that we would simply update their current facility management agreement to reflect.
Okay, thank you, Janine, and thank you, Councillor Walker, for the proposal. I'll take it back in one wee second, and also Councillor Sharvin for seconding it. Councillor Walker, you have a comment to make?
Sure, yes, thank you very much, and it gives me privilege to propose this. This is a group in St Field that has been doing excellent work over the last number of years, and as I say, they're going out there, they're getting external funding and that, and I think it'll enhance this part of St Field, particularly in and around the community facility there, and I think the greater and the wider St Field community will benefit from this, so it gives me great pleasure to propose this.
Thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Andrews, you're not in the committee, but you're looking to make a comment.
Thanks very much, Chair, and I wholeheartedly endorse what Councillor Walker has said. You know, the SDA and all St Field and the Community Centre Trust, and amongst many others, have done a lot of work over the years, and with the paper tonight, it's before you. I'm only too happy to support the principle, their recommendations, and endorse fully what the Rowallan colleague, Councillor Walker, has said. But thanks very much, Chair, for letting me in.
Yeah, no bother. Councillor Sharvin seconded that proposal. And so no further comments. I'm going to move on then to item 9 tonight's agenda, which is the PCSP procurement home secure service. Janine?
Yes, Chair, it's the Paper 6 Committee approval for officers to initiate a public procurement exercise for this service. It has already been approved at the PCSP meeting on the 25th of January. The contract will cover 1 year of operation with proposed potential for a 12-month extension. Happy to answer any questions, Chair.
Yeah, could I have a thank you, Councillor Walker, for the proposal. Can I have a seconder for the report? Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. And any questions? None. Okay. Item 10 then is Michael. It's the leisure and sports scale of charges.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Basically, as with the community centre's review of scale of charges across all of our leisure facilities, we again wish to freeze the charges at last year's rates. As you'll know, council has frozen the charges now for the last 2 years, and we are anticipating, as in community, that groups and clubs and sports associations have all had a terribly difficult time through COVID, and that this is not the time for us to be increasing charges. We also want to try and encourage as many people, as we said earlier on, under the action sheets, as many people as possible to get back in and use our facility. So we are proposing a price freeze. The detail of all of that is set out in Appendix 1 for members' information.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Councillor Hart and O'Murray, Councillor Barry Murray, for proposal and second. And Councillor Sharvin, you have a question.
Yeah, Chair, and I welcome that we're freezing, but Michael, I just wanted to check, and this shows you how deep in the detail I go. Under the gold singular facility of your choice below section, across that membership, if we look at last year's to this year's, it looks like there's a reduction. Is that right, or am I reading that wrong?
That's certainly how it reads in the report. I think there is a reduction. I did skip over the initial report. What we've been doing since 2015, probably 2016, is to try and align all of the charges across all of our leisure facilities, in fact, across all of the council facilities. But you'll be aware in leisure in particular, that was quite problematic because there were quite distinct and large differences in some cases. So we have over the last 5 years been aligning. So some of them have changed slightly just to make sure that we have aligned all the facilities at the same rates. I assume that's what that specific charge refers to, but I'm quite happy to get Sinead to talk to you tomorrow, but then talk you through any other questions that you might have as well.
No, there's no need for that. It's to be welcome, given it's Ballymote that is benefiting from the reduction. So that's a very warm welcome on Newcastle, obviously, as well. So no need for Sinead. It's more just clarifying it wasn't an error, so more than happy to welcome that. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor Murray?
Yeah, just on behalf of the Sinn Féin group, and just to thank there, to congratulate the director, just it makes perfect sense for leisure and sport like community centres not to be facing any increase, and it's certainly a message that we can go back to the community groups with and the sport and leisure groups. I think had it gone the other way, there'd be an uproar. Probably would have been negativity in the press. It would be nice to see a wee bit of positivity in the press in praising and acknowledging this price freeze. So fair play, Michael.
You're here. Okay, no further questions then. I'm going to move on then to item 11, the community asset transfer. Michael, let's see you.
Yes, thank you again, Chair. Sure, the committee will be well aware that these requests come before the committee quite frequently from various groups who want to embark on the community asset transfer process, CAT process as it's known, to either take over council owned facilities or other public sector facilities. So I'm sure all the committee members are very well aware of the process. We have had another request from Parent Action seeking council support for community asset transfer of 9011 Mount Crescent, Downpatrick, in order for them to set up a wellness centre there. The report, I don't intend to go into it, Chair, but the report in detail sets out exactly what that wellness centre will provide, or it's envisaged it will provide, if they can get this asset transfer, their business case and the funding over the line. As members will be aware, Agreeance Act as a sponsoring body does not transfer any real financial burden onto the council. It does not tie the council into assisting the group in any way other than in confirming that their project does fit with council's key priorities and strategies across the district. It fits in with our corporate plan and all of that. So all we do is say that we are supportive of it and that it helps the council to meet its objectives. Other than that, you have no real commitment from it, but it's all set out in Appendix 1 to the report as well, what a community asset transfer is for any member of this union maybe hasn't seen it before. So the recommendation, therefore, is that the committee consider whether or not to act as a sponsoring body for this group.
Thank you, Michael, and it's delighted to be able to add this on to tonight's agenda. And I want to thank Councillor Gareth Sharvin for the proposer and Councillor Casey to second. Councillor Brown, are you looking to come in the comments?
Yes, I was just going to add my support to that proposal. Chair, the group Parent Action had been on to me about it. I'm very familiar with their work, and I think it's a fantastic project with a lot of potential to regenerate that area. I suppose I have a bit of a conflict of interest because my living room basically looks into that building. But even prior to that, years ago, I've been aware of the work of Parent Action for a long time, and they're working with a lot of fantastic community groups in that area and in the greater Downpatrick area to bring that project to life. And just want to say thank you to Michael and Patricia and his team for getting it on the agenda tonight and moving it forward very quickly.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Item 12 to 13, 14 and 15 are in committee. Item 12 to 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014, information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be a resolution to be excluded during this item of business. Can I have our proposer and seconder to please go into closed session? Thank you, Councillor Gallagher, and thank you, Councillor Lewis.
Right, Chair, there doesn't seem to be any press looking back in.
Okay, thank you, sir. Can I invite you then to read out what was agreed?
Start with it, Chair, thank you. Okay, while in closed session, the following was agreed. Item 12, application for the renewal of a licence to operate a house of multiple occupation at 8 St Mary Street, Newry, BT34-2AA. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor Casey, to grant the licence for 1 year as per the terms outlined in the attached notice of decision. Item 13, public tender programme delivery programme. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor O'Murray, seconded by Councillor Sharvin, to approve a public tender and appointment for up to 3 years for a leisure and sport programme delivery partner, subject to annual rates, estimates, provisions, and approve the business case for this public tender as per Appendix 1 of the report and Council's procurement policy. Item 14, speeding issues adjacent to schools. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Murray, seconded by Councillor McKevitt, to note the report and forward for consideration at the next Council/DFI meeting, and item 15, health and safety review, indoor leisure, slips, trips and falls. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McKevitt, seconded by Councillor Gallagher, to note the officer's report and that an independent health and safety review of slips, trips and falls for indoor leisure facilities would be commissioned.
Thank you very much for that, Sarah. It's going to move on then to item 16 to 22, which are all for noting. Have we any questions? Councillor Sharvin, you have a question?
Yes, Chair, on 17, the defibrillators update. It's really useful to have such a list. Is it Owen yourself who I would reach out to? There is a couple of clubs not listed there that I would know would have a defibrillator. Do I just contact you directly to update that list?
Yes, Councillor Sharvin, yeah, you can do, yes.
Yeah. All right. Cheers, thanks.
Just on that one, Chair, if I can, there's just slightly more information that we've got since the report was tabled. So the council have now appointed a company to run health and safety courses for community organisations, and essentials of first aid and defib awareness are part of this. So prior to the end of this financial year, we'll be rolling out essentials of first aid in Newton Hamilton, Sense of First Aid Analong, DFID Awareness Analong, and we hope to run another DFID session before the end of March, but dates and venues are to confirm, but that's going to be a 3-year programme, so it's good news as well.
That's very welcome, Owen. Thank you for that. Thanks, Councillor Sharvin. Can I propose around second then?